everybody. Well, today is Friday, another Friday coming our way. It might be over almost where you're listening to us, but it could be tomorrow, but it's not. Today we're on Friday. The date today is July 15th, so the month is about half over, and the year that we're in is 2016. So let's do some work here, and we'll get rid of situations that you're dealing with. So we'll do that first off here, and we'll clear the date. So if you have any situations going on in your life, pain or something, we'll see what we can do to help you out with that program that you're running to give you that. You send that program. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do that again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And clearing the date today, July 15th, 2016. And here we go. Deleting those numbers, those tracking numbers, those key numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. A lot of energy on these. Maybe somebody can Google to see what kind of events going on here or has gone on in the past. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess 30. 1, 2, 3. There we go. Just slow down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Great. And let's bring up the light beams to clear out your house and to bring you peace energy. So here they come. Stronger. You can feel the light beams get energized. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. Great. And we'll get rid of some aliens here. If there's any around, maybe there's some in your corners of your house, under your bed, you know, under your house even. Maybe they're next to you. Maybe they're eating at some of your, you know, potato chips with dip or something along with you. You never know. Here we go. And they have a free ticket out of here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay. So we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann. Are you out there, Ann, in your booth there with your headphones on and microphone and fancy equipment there?
Yes, I am, Ron, and, you know, fresh out of hair and makeup, too, so also looking great, which is so important when you're on the radio. Yes, welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. We're happy you're all here to listen. Ron, as always, will have wonderful information for us and answer some questions. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You can send any email questions or testimonials to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. There will be another radio show tomorrow evening at the same time, and Saturday evening is a particularly wonderful show. If you can get on it live, that's the best thing to do because Ron takes us on a wonderful trip to the lightship where you can request a physical healing. So, you know, if you're new or even if you're not new, but if whatever you have to do to get on the Saturday show live, it's really good. And on Sunday, Ron has his 8-hour healing call that you can find out more about on his website and sign up for there if you'd like to join us. It's from 10 a.m. Pacific time to 6 p.m. Pacific time. And Ron goes through it with a whole body system, clearing out all sorts of interference of alien energies and parasites, and he charges water for us, and it's wonderful. And today, Ron removed some pins. Fridays are the entity clearing call that he does. And at the end of the call, he did release some pins. So we'd love to hear from people if they felt any effects or any changes from the call today. I know I appreciated it very much, Ron. Okay, I'm going to get on to some emails. The other day, we mentioned the education clearing, and somebody wrote in to recommend the IQ clearing be done as well, you know, at the same time, and you confirmed, and they wrote in again to say, better that you first do the mental body whole life clearing, which I think is perhaps what you've recommended in the past, Ron, and then do the IQ and education clearing. So that's a great idea from a listener. And
right.
Yeah, and we have two people actually, Ron, wrote in that basically they're having problems with aliens. And so we kind of talk about this all the time, I feel, or a lot of the time. So one saying, I have so much interference with my life from a lot of different incidences. I know I'm a target. I am doing clearings, and how can I stop the aliens from interfering in my life? And the other person is a little more specific. Let me just go back to that email. They're recently under attack by something unknown. I feel like I've isolated it. It's either people courting or something remotely viewed. They feel a sharp pain in a certain part of their body. And what do you think, which healing is the most effective? So two different people sort of with the same issue there, Ron.
Because you have a pain in your body. Well, timelines can help you with the pain. You may want to do a whole lifetime pain clearing, but you want to first figure out what happened to you. If you didn't do anything and all of a sudden you got pain, then chances are if the pain stays along for a while and it's, you know, you're talking about alien stuff here. I'm talking about something where you have an actual physical problem. So, you know, where you have to go see an MD or whatever. But if you have a pain that's attached to you, then more than likely you're in one of the underground bases and you went into one of those tangent timelines and they're experimenting with you. So that's what I would say that would be. Normally you just have something that goes away, but they don't normally want to have something that continues on. So I would say you're probably in one of the facilities. What do you do for that? Well, we'll see what other people have to say. The alien, eliminating alien attacks would be, you know, what I would probably go into. But you want to find out first how they attach to you. Why do you have that pain? What happened to you? What energetic body is corrupted that's leaking out energy, causing them to see you, to focus on you, and to give you that situation? That's how you need to look at it. So the first thing is figure out what's going on so you can help yourself. Because one of those energetic bodies is probably corrupted, making you get abducted. So back to you.
Okay. And someone had a question, actually, about the abduction barcode, and the abduction barcode might be a good option. For people, let me just find the question. I guess that I remember. I'm sorry, I'm like not pulling up the right question right now. But they're asking how. Oh, here it is. How many? Should you do it every day or two? I did it twice and then got another in two or three days. That's the abduction barcode, Ron. How often?
Well, the abduction barcode, I would just keep doing it. Two times, had relief after two times, feel fortunate. I would say probably do it 500. And you have to do it enough times so that they don't recognize you. So I'll just talk about timeline. So you're on timelines. We'll say that you have a problem, you get abducted, and now you're on multiple timelines. So what does that mean? That means that maybe you're living 500 lifetimes at one time, or maybe milliseconds apart, and you're copy and paste it there. So how do you give yourself, you know, the highest percentage of remedy that you can do for yourself? If you want to do timeline crashes out the gazoo, so that by the time they look at you again, you may only see, maybe they only come around once every 2 days, and they look to see how they're doing. Well, what do they look at? They look at you and the database if you're on a timeline or not. So if you get rid of the timeline, then you disappear, and you're off the radar. So that's how I look at it. You want to do as many as you possibly can, and you will start feeling better. You know, to do two, I don't know what you expect by only having two done, you know. So anyway.
So that's the abduction. Abduction barcode then would be an important one to get whole life, so you can keep using it.
Oh yeah, you get your whole life and you get it unlimited, and you want to hit that sucker all the time if you know that you're being abducted. You know, if you feel things happening to you, just one or two times, is going to get the barcode off of you. That's great. But they may attach it again. You got to keep doing it, just like you do on timeline crashes. So look at that the same particular way. Remember, the barcode got put on you at birth, typically, and then they kept using it. So by getting rid of the first one or the second one, that might be great, but they could have put 50 of them on you, and you don't know that. And, you know, maybe by getting rid of one of them, you might get rid of 25 automatically because they're all tied in, but you want to keep doing them until you feel better. And if you do sense that you're being abducted, then you know that that barcode is the reason why they're connecting to you. So we'll see if anybody else can shed some light on this here. Do you have anything you can share also?
Well, I certainly understand, you know, that people get frustrated, but I would say that probably everyone listening is dealing with these same issues, and that the answer is to keep at it. You know, stay heart-centered, stay in your body, use all the tools you've given us, and keep running the healings. It's just, I wish we could say, oh, you just do this healing and that'll stop. But that doesn't happen really for anyone. We just have to keep at it. And things are so much better now, I feel. I mean, I don't know if, you know, other people would agree with this, but I feel very freed up the last couple of months or so, since that April 22nd time when we got rid of a lot of the aliens.
Right.
You feel like there's a bit of a shift, right, Ron, that things are a little easier?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's been a big shift. But, you know, remember, they can still get you from your past. So you're still on timelines. The barcode is how they connect to you. Okay? And then from there, what timelines are you on? So if you get rid of the barcode or they don't get you any longer, that's probably fine. But you're still out for your whole life with an issue, you know, dealing with timelines. You want to get rid of those timelines. And how do they find that? Well, you got to find out what energetic body is corrupted. So, you know, it may not sound good for what we're talking about. You know, nothing is really good. You deal with alien stuff. But, you know, you need to work it. You need to just keep at it. Because that's all that you have is what we have on the website. That's it. And just keep working with it. And all of a sudden, if you do enough of those timeline crashes and you do enough of the barcode things or find out what the issues are, then all of a sudden, you know, you might just have that perfect remedy. So you need to know what to do and how to do it, or basically just do it. You know, do the clearings and get the stuff off of you. So back to you.
Okay. I just wanted to also mention the Alien Freedom Bundle, which is $150, and it gives you four alien clearings for life. And I remember, Ron, when you created that, you said, I want to give people a chance to really, you know, give themselves a good jump, a good push to getting rid of them. And it really is a wonderful clearing. They're all whole life then, those four clearings in a bundle. Actually, I should just say what they are. I have it right here. The abduction clearing, I think it's the barcode one, alien blood barcode, alien slime disconnection, and alien web coat removal. I have to go in there and see if that's the same as the... Is it the abduction barcode, Ron, that's in the alien freedom bundle?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me right now.
I have my username and password right here, so I'll go in it in a minute, but... anyway, whatever it is, that's just a wonderful healing. And that and the planet courting disconnection that we were talking about recently, where people were doing the vortex clearings. Okay, so we have a question about the time-traveling soldiers, Ron. Another person, understandably frustrated, and this specifically, they're talking about a certain group of people that seem that are, you know, causing a lot of drama and upset and tragedy on the planet, specifically by manufacturing race problems. They assume or see that it's satellites targeting certain neighborhoods that are making people angry and emotional, and they're wondering if you know who is the alien group doing that, why do they exist, and thank you for your help.
Boy, I don't intel like that. So I really don't know.
Right. Personally, well, you've told us that before. You're not really staying in.
I'm not dealing with the politics and that. Only if I get sucked into it, and I really choose not to even go there. You know, I don't mind helping them as much as I can, but as far as what they're doing, their strategies, and everything else. Where they're battling next, I don't even want to know about that unless I get drug into it. then I will know. But as far as the groups and who they are, and I just don't know. I would assume that they're probably being looked at, so I can probably say that would be probably the best way to state it, that they're being looked at, and we'll see what happens from there. Go back to
you. And maybe bringing this out on the show like that, you know, maybe some soldiers are listening. Well, they have to be, because people listening are enlisted. Maybe that'll be a bit of a prompt, and it'll get on the list if it's not already of things to get to clear.
Yep. Very good.
Okay. So somebody said, when we do the enslaved alien release, which is that wonderful recording everyone has to get rid of aliens in your area, couldn't we do this same thing for the entity release?
Entities, okay, there's a difference. Aliens are here because they like you and they want to take your energy. Now, the next question is why... do they leave? Well, they leave because their target is just like you are. Entities are not targeted. They're just living life over again in a different body. So they get the best of all worlds. So, you know, that's how to look at it. So what you want to do then is, do an entity clearing. You know, get the unlimited... do the whole life and get the unlimited and keep on that entity. Entity is the big one. You know, you watch a movie or something and you could be, you know, hopped by entities, hug somebody, they can come into you. All kinds of weird things can happen. So, you know, you want to get rid of those entities. One quick way is to see if your handwriting changes or if your thought patterns change. And you may not even know that yourself, but your friends might. They may go, gee, you're acting kind of weird today, or you're kind of not who you were yesterday or something, you know? And that's only because, the situation has occurred where you're being operated and driven by something else. Something is driving your boat, so you don't want that. So get rid of the entities. And just talking about them, you know, you need more horsepower to get them out of here.
Well, that's why the entity clearing is a whole lifetime clearing.
And the soldier one, I mean, not the soldier, but the one where the, well, the soldiers are helping with that, you know. And so you're getting help with the soldiers when you do that clearing to release, you know, the enslaved aliens here. So they are helping, but the main thing is that, you know, they're leaving because they have to leave. Otherwise, they may get killed themselves, so they have no choice. That's another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Okay, we did get an email from a listener regarding the aliens. I use the natal barcode to also throw them off the track. Clear location, latitude, longitude, address, etc. That's a good idea, right, Ron?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Someone else wrote in, what helped me a lot is I now increase my life force energy when I get a pain out of nowhere, and I say it until the pain goes away and then run the entity clearing.
That's good too.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, I think I do that, and I specifically say I command my spirit to go into this body part, and if it isn't in there or doesn't want to go in there, which you've stated, Ron, that sometimes our spirit doesn't want to be where there's pain, I say I command the creation lightship beings that are doing my healings to put source energy light holders in there, space holders, and that really works.
Yeah, very good, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's something Ron has explained on other shows. Okay, thank you. Thank you on your say about becoming awakened. I have been trying to see a lot, and it has brought me a very large amount of problems. I enjoy much more to just be at peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last show, Ron. Someone asked, how do I become enlightened? Okay, so we've been talking recently a lot about clearing vortexes. And somebody has a question. Are electric storms or thunderstorms electric vortexes, and do they abduct people?
That would probably be a yes question. You know, yes for that question. Only because if you look at it and you start trying to figure it out, you know, remember, you don't know when you're not here. So, you know, you see the dark skies, typically. And then from there you hear the thunder and maybe even see it strike. Now, you think that that's all real time. Well, to the aliens, that thunder noise, which could possibly startle you a little bit and pop you out of your body a little bit, they can stop time as your spirit jumps out of your body, and then you're unprotected, and they can abduct you for hours or months. Everything is frozen. So you need to know that they're in control of time. So I guess once you start figuring this stuff out a little bit, and you start connecting the dots, it may take you more than one show naturally, but once you start saying, geez, that, you know, they're in control of time, and so I'm using time as my reference if I'm doing a good job or if I'm here or if I'm being abducted or this or that, but they're in control of time, then I don't have any reference whatsoever because they're controlling what I'm thinking. They're controlling if I'm here on this planet or not or if I'm in darkness. So once you start realizing that, then you go, you know, I better start doing some clearings to get myself more whole because I need to get rid of the contamination inside of me which is causing these problems. And that's what happens. You want to clean yourself out so they don't want you. So back to you.
Okay. And then to follow up on that email, I would ask the question, which spaceship and machine made this vortex?
I wouldn't know.
Right.
Okay,
but
and then...
I think we may be doing a call next month. I'm planning to do a call near the end of the month, probably on a Saturday. And what was that call about, Ann? I know I want to do another one, too, but what's that one about? We talked about it earlier.
Right. You're going to clear our nationalities, like what our heritage is, like if you're German or Italian, and how you might be being affected by that, and what, you know, the traumas of each of those cultures in the past.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, and I also want to do one for vortexes, so I don't know how that's going to look yet, but that may work too. So
great.
Just got to kind of figure that out and see what happens.
Okay.
If I can get a clearing on the website up for vortexes, where it's a little more, well, we do have one app you could use. But in fact, that might be your remedy right there, just to use the vortex clearing on that new clearing that we put up. And we do have vortexes on the planet Star.
So right.
You may choose to do that to...
And the space clearing.
Yes, and the space clearing, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay. So you are abducted through vortexes, more than likely, okay, or something similar.
Right.
So as you start connecting the dots, you go, well, how do they get me? Well, they got to come in somehow, and you got to go somewhere. So what does that mean, you know? Where are you going? How do they get you out of here? So I think once you kind of start connecting those dots, you go, yeah, there must be a vortex. They may call it something different, but regardless, they need to have a way to get you out of here. So that's what we need to work on to help you out, or just go on and do those clearings on the vortex and just hit it really hard and see how you are dealing with that. So back to you.
Okay, and this is interesting. Somebody found a website, and they sent a little blurb from it. I guess it's called Vortex Hunters. So they have a website about vortexes, and they say some vortexes are in a few locations, like Sedona, Arizona. They're reported to promote a sense of well-being to those who are in tune with its energies. Also, paranormal portals that act as doorways to the afterlife or other dimensions. There are vortexes at the convergence of ley lines, at sites of ancient rituals like Stonehenge, Machu Picchu, and I can't say it, another Spanish thing, and then there are vortexes associated with crop circles. So I don't know, Ron, do you think it might be beneficial for people to perhaps go to that website and learn a little bit more about vortexes, or do you think we maybe should stay away from that?
Yeah, I would just stay away from it.
Okay.
You know, there's probably good information there, but, you know, you don't know if they're leading you, how do I say this here? You don't know if the website's contaminated. It might be great people doing it, trying to help people, but you don't know what happens. Remember, the aliens are in control of time, so as they read something, are they going to deal with you in a different manner, you know? You know, it's kind of up to you, but a lot of people sort of decided they don't really want to go in and look at stuff too much because you get hooked up.
Right.
Oh, I was watching a movie last night. I'll just bring this up here. And this person was a guitarist, 70s and 80s. Name was last name. The first name was Jaco, I think. J A C O. And he somehow took the frets out of his bass guitar, and he was just like playing all kinds of stuff that nobody's ever heard of people playing. And he was like the number one bass guitarist back then. And was very good watching the movie. And then all of a sudden, he went to Cuba. And he was playing, they had some, like, maybe some type of event there where everybody came from around the world, I believe, and wanted to, play different segments. And somehow he got in a confrontation with somebody. Well, they showed this person playing a drum over there, and the person had long fingernails, and it was kind of eerie as the fingernails as he put down onto the drum. But I think he got into a confrontation with somebody, we'll say, I'm not saying it's that person, but he got hexed and spelled and whatever else. And from there on, his life went downhill. Drugs, et cetera, and kind of schizophrenic a little bit, bipolar. But anyway, that's what happened to him. So he just got out there, and somebody did a whammy on him, put it that way. And his life changed, unfortunately, and... he died afterwards. But anyway, so you got to be careful. And so by watching that movie, I kind of felt a little eerie during part of that. And they have his spirit, apparently. That's what it looks like. So I'll have to go in and try to save him for that, get his spirit out. So if you're into, he played all different types of music on his bass guitar. So anyway, his name, I guess, is probably pretty popular. I never heard of him before, but he was on the New York scene there, and people back in New York may have even seen him or heard of him. Well, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Now, I actually saw that movie, Ron, too. Are you recommending it, or do you think maybe it's better not to watch it? And I think it's Jaco Pastorius.
You can probably watch it up to the point to where he goes to Cuba, because it is very, very interesting, very positive. But after that, it goes downhill for maybe, maybe the last third of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really mentioned that probably happened to him. But for me, it's very easy to connect the dots there, because he somehow was a little confrontational with people. But, aside from that, I guess, he made music the way it is now that we listen to. He changed the whole format on playing the bass guitar. So anyway...
So he probably somehow made himself a bit of a target, right, Ron? Is that what it feels like to you?
Yeah, well, yeah, and maybe people are jealous of him or something, or maybe
mm-hmm.
he was a little eccentric. Just things can happen. And, when you ruffle somebody's feathers, and maybe they know people who do things that shouldn't be done, you end up being a target. So, anyway.
Okay.
I get to get into it too much, but just by watching it, you could get hit, yes. And so, I felt the energy kind of eerie. So all of a sudden my radar went out,
Well, that's I think, enough probably for people to hear it. If it made you feel off, I don't think we need to go there. Okay, next email. I use the Alien release when needing to get rid of energies constricting me from having my spirit in my body, and it makes the clearings easier. So again, that person is referring to the Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth, and they refer to it as the loop because a listener did make it for us, so you could just play it continually. It's also on YouTube on Ron's channel. It's Ron Amatron's YouTube channel. And it's also on Mr. Oxygen's channel. You can access it in both places.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Someone has a question. Let me see. I think they sent in two. The problematic event barcode. Now, is that the same as the recurring barcode, or are they two different barcodes?
Yeah, the same one.
The same one. Okay. So
recurrent information or something, problematic event.
Right. So can I do one or more occurrences at once with the same event? So, for example, could I open 10 windows for an event of falling, and all the windows are on different numbered occurrences, 1 through 10? Would that work?
Boy. I would first say no. I would say no, because it's going to go, you want to clean out one of them. You know, put 10 windows up at the same event. Because what could happen is you could, you know, maybe it's just that you did it for a whole week that way, and you thought, ah, this is over with. I got rid of it. Well, maybe you needed that one last time of clearing, you know. And if you would have done each one separately until you really felt that it was cleared, you'd be much better off than to go across the board and do a whole bunch of these at one time. So I would do one of them 10 times if you like, but watch out for your body energy. Make sure your body can handle the energy that comes back to itself. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, thank you, listeners. Someone wrote in just to remind me. It's Mr. Oxygen 1 if you want to find Mr. Oxygen's YouTube channel.
Great.
He has a lot of great information. Okay. On the recurring barcode, Ron, the person says their version of it says single usage. Now, is that a whole life clearing? I guess I can look that up real quick.
Yeah, that barcode could be used more than one time, even though it says that.
Okay. I thought that was the case. Great.
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully that person is listening and got their information. And on to the next one. A couple of people want to clarify, Ron, or want you to clarify what it is you want people to send into these shows and what kind of questions they ask. And one listener, I guess, is disappointed because it's true, we've kind of gone away a little bit. Maybe it's my fault from Friday night being paranormal night. So can you just review again to people what kind of things you want sent in? And is Friday night still going to be our paranormal night?
Yeah, it can still be paranormal. Just that what we need is to keep the shows on track with the particular day. Like Monday is the Healing Highway, and then Wednesday we talk about different clearings typically, and then tonight would be the paranormal. So if it could be paranormal questions, that would be perfectly fine, but I want the shows to be geared for information about clearings and healings, and like you did a healing and you feel better, or, you know, you want to know what else you can do to feel better. You did one, and, you know, what else can you do next? Because everybody listening may need to know more information about a particular clearing, especially the newbies listening. So, you know, remember, you were a newbie once, you know, and, you know, we need to keep the you know, the radio program to help people. I don't mind doing clearings, but I don't want to do anything on somebody's sore toe or finger or something like that. You know, I can do, you know, timeline crashes or something to show you how they work. So the whole thing is I need it to be informative about the website. So what do you know about the website? What clearings to do next, what worked great for you. Some people have their own little routine that they do. They have their different clearings up. They maybe do a couple in the morning before they go to work. Maybe they come back home and they do one or two. What do you do to clean yourself off when you get slimed by somebody? You know, everybody has these answers. So that's kind of what I'd like, you know, people to enter in, you know, so that you can help other people. And explain how the healings have helped you. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. Thanks. Okay. I was thinking, is there something we haven't really done any samples tonight? So if we have newbies listening, first of all, are we clear of aliens? Do we have any aliens listening? And do you want to do a quick getting them out of our spaces for us? Or are they all gone?
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So what I'll do is a sample for space holders. So let's just say that for some reason you're out of your body a lot when you're younger, and aliens took over that space, and now we did some clearing, or you did clearings on yourself, but there's really not enough of your spirit to come into these locations. It can probably go there, you know, and stretch itself out, but maybe, you know, you need some more horsepower in different areas, and your spirit is trying to, like, you know, plug the holes in the dam, and it's, like, getting exhausted. So space holders, I'm trying to get that put up on the website. So here we go. Let's do space holders. So this is just light energy holding space in you. Can't do anything. Doesn't do any healing on you. Doesn't communicate to you. It just strictly plugs the hole in the dam, okay? So it adds light energy to you. So we'll give you light, but it can't fix anything because that's not its agenda. It's a very passive energy, but it's light. So here we go. I want you all to maybe think of a location in your body. Maybe you got an owie, ache, or pain or something. The space holders can come into that. It's not like your spirit where it goes, uh-oh. Been there, done that. I got burned, you know. I don't want to go into that location again. It's too painful. The space holders can and will go into that location. So, here we go. If you have an owie in your body or something that's not healing, your spirit doesn't want to touch it because, you know, maybe it's dead alien parts or something. Maybe you got a alien carcass in there. You don't know about it, but the space holders will come in there and hold space. So here we go. Remember, that's probably why, you know, we have troubles with these carcasses in us. We don't even know we have them. You wonder why something's going, you know, south on you, and your spirit doesn't want to deal with a carcass, and neither do the aliens. They don't want to take out and you know, remove the carcass from you. So now you're just kind of like putrefying on the inside. So let's put in space holders. So think of a place in your body that maybe, you know, isn't healing, has a difficulty, maybe an owie for a long time or something, and we'll put these space holders in to help you. So here we go. One, I'll count to 100. Focus on something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, we'll see if we get any comments on that. It'd be nice to have a couple emails or so from people. They feel a change. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, we just got a couple of things in. Ron, the pin removal last Sunday got rid of almost all my back pain. So that's wonderful. And last night's clone release call Ron, you said it was a heavy call. I was feeling out of sorts yesterday, felt much better after the call, and put on the help enslaved aliens be released loop clearing after the show, and I actually saw a black ball of energy leave. I said, wow, and felt even better.
Well, that's great, yeah. Yesterday they were trying to bring in, they're trying to force timelines into the now timeline. And in a sense, another way of stating that, they were with the alien timelines, not the one in the now, but the alien ones, they're trying to take over timelines for control. So I guess with the world politics and stuff, things are changing a lot now. And the ones that don't want to give up too easily are trying to manipulate the timelines for their benefit. And so they're trying to force a given timeline in, we'll say, that will prevent change from happening. And a lot of these are not very successful because the time-traveling soldiers are also watching and dealing with these incidents too. So, like I mentioned, I don't know, maybe I mentioned a month and a half ago, I said, man, this is going to be really rough, if somebody can remember when that was. But, yeah, it's getting a little bit lighter now. But, yeah, it was like going into Armageddon, you know. Really, really awful energies coming in maybe 2 months ago to now. And a lot of battles happening. That's why I wanted people to keep doing that Earth Protect clearing and to do the other clearings on the website to help themselves out. So yesterday was a goofy day. Things were changing throughout the day as they were trying to force in energies that kind of were still here, but they wanted to amplify them, you know, to get rid of the other energies coming in that would be probably a little more passive or friendly or possibly. But anyway, a lot of that now is left. Today didn't feel too bad to me. Today felt, I would say, kind of confusion, like things would not work properly. In a sense, you try to do something and maybe it just didn't seem to pan out the way you thought it would. Expectations maybe weren't met. I don't know if that correlates to most of you, but that's kind of what I was sensing and going through. So back to you.
Okay, well, I think everyone really appreciates that, Ron, you know, really appreciates your input on what's kind of happening in the world. Because
doing a lot of abductions, you know, a lot of cars you see and going to stores and there's nobody in the stores. Or maybe you see very little cars and the store's full of weird-looking people.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, it's, and I'm seeing a lot of redheads coming in, so the Palladians are trying to show off here. You know, blondes are coming in, redheads. Thin, tall women, the perfect specimen, are coming in. So you may want to check that out. I don't know what the guys look like. You know, I don't see that. I don't check out guys. Maybe you women can say, yeah, I saw this really handsome-looking guy, man. Boy, he looked great. You know. So anyway, that's what it is. So a question probably since we did the space holder, how long will the space holders last? It should last a long time. What I would do is maybe if you start feeling something happening to where the space holders were, maybe the aliens try to cover them up or do something. So I would suggest doing it once or twice a month, okay? So I would do it, you know, once a month, maybe twice a month. If you feel something else happening, then do it longer or, you know, more often. And we did see a white-haired person that didn't dye their hair white. Saw three? Okay, three of them. So they're coming in. You know, sightseers, visitors, you know, who knows where they live, but where they go to. But anyway, that's it. And then we talked about earlier about vortexes in Sedona. I've been there twice, and the place felt really kind of strange to me. To me, it felt like a place you would go to if you had a lot of abuse in your life and you just wanted to go someplace that felt kind of homey. So for that it would probably draw those people where they're kind of maybe that mindset, but you get numbed out there. So it numbs you out. Lose your consciousness, which is the alien abduction stuff. And then they give you the warm, fuzzy feeling where you can smile a lot and say, yeah, this is a great place to live. There's no confrontation here. And they're brainwashed, you know. So that's the alien place if you want to be abducted. You know, go to that place, and they will accommodate you. So and they even talk about that there's special places you go to where you see the ships. So, like I said, you know, run, don't walk. But the energy for me there was so low. I mean, I was like, gee, Minnie. I mean, I've never been to a place so low, you know, which was dead people. So you're probably walking, seeing the walking dead there. So back to you.
Okay. Well, someone wrote in to say that they focused on the back of their neck when you did the space holder clearing. It now feels a lot better for movement and tension release. So thank you for that. And then another listener who listens, I guess, and remembers, it was late April that you said that kind of really something creepy and dark was trying to take over. And I remember now because it was shortly after we had a huge alien release. But then I think what happened is something was trying to get back in here.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, that was
special forces had to really go to battle.
Yeah, that was the 21st, 22nd of April. Yeah,
right. And then it was after that, I think, that something was trying to get in here again.
Yep. That sounds correct.
Okay. So I'll move on to our next email. Slavery clearing. The slavery clearing, Whole Life Unlimited, feels like a big lift of heavy, dense energy. Along with the shackles enslavement removal teleconference, they both provided me a release of confining densities. My body relaxes more now. It seems to know that my freedom comes from the source energy of the universe and not from a piece of paper or from an agency, as I had been led to believe.
That's great. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of flat rocks for the alien ships to land on in Sedona. And then they have, as you go from, I think it's Flagstaff, is that correct? That road you go over to Sedona takes about a half an hour, I think.
Yes, the other city is Flagstaff.
And then you pass on the left side the penis rock. This gigantic penis that's standing up probably 100 foot in the air or something, you know. And then you go, what does this mean, you know? Anyway, so back to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us listening to Iran in the past would have thought, oh, that's so wonderful. You know, I want to go there because something's happening there. Something's different. Like someone wrote in, yeah, they refer to it as trippy. It's really trippy there. Yeah, now we know better from listening to you that, nope, we don't want to be abducted. We don't want to feel energies. We don't want to move energies, improve our energy. Well, we want to improve our energy, but you know what I mean. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, all that I can give everybody or anybody is their spirit. That's what we're doing, is trying to release the energy that's contaminating your body and the energy that's preventing your spirit from coming into your body more fully. That's what we do, is work with that. Nothing outside of yourself. You know, like I say, if you didn't have a spirit, I cannot help you. As I work through your spirit, and your spirit then can regain more territory in your body temple. So back to you.
Okay. Another thank you to you, Ron. Hi, I felt a huge relief yesterday. Thank you so much for what you did. It really has changed my life. The tenseness, hysterical neediness has abated enormously. Again, thank you. So I think they're referring to, again, to yesterday's call. The clearing, is the space holder clearing on the website? And if so, how can I get it?
It's going to be a free clearing. It'll be under the alien site there where all the drop-down boxes are. I'll check on it this weekend. That should be being put on there, I believe. So that's where it's going to be located.
Okay.
Have unlimited usage on it. If you feel something going on with you, some part of your body, you know, then bring in the space holders. Space holders, like I said, they don't have anything that they can do. They really can't be stolen by the aliens, number one, because those emit light. And aliens aren't going to really want to have the light that they're emitting, okay, because they can't control it. Where they can control your spirit, because your spirit is contaminated with the emotions that you put into your spirit. And since they gave you emotions, then they have the program of those emotions that contaminates your spirit. The space holder is untouchable. They probably wouldn't even want to have one around. They'll just emit light. But they can probably figure out a way to cover it up or to do something so it's not active in you, to radiate light. The word active is not the right word to use, because it doesn't do anything. It just gives you light. So that's why I said probably do it, every couple of weeks or something. So I'll try to get it up on the website this weekend here. And, you can use that. You know, typically if you feel funky or something, some place in your body has a problem, especially if you have something going on that hurts a lot, your spirit's not there to help you. Doesn't want to suffer. Doesn't want to have that pain that you're having. He doesn't know about that. It goes up. That's not light. It's darkness. I don't want to come into darkness. Space holder can and will do that for you. It'll come right in. In fact, I'll do it again. So in case some of you are wondering, yeah, I did this one spot, but now I got another one here, and I'm hoping that Ron does it again. Well, we'll do it again here. So here we go. In fact, I wouldn't mind doing it until we get it up on the website, maybe for next week or something. We can do it on each show that we have. Here we go. Space holder coming into you. And you need to pick a location, because it needs to be told where to go to. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, boy, somebody has some darkness we're taking out. 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So, I'll just need to find out what clearing that's free. Maybe you could help out, Ann or Kathy, which one of the clearings we could just pop the space holder name in there, where it has your physical name, who's clearing and what location, if we have that. Then I can do that. So here we go. I'll do it one more time here. So here we go. Think of another location. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so there you go, everybody. And we'll do that tomorrow night. Just remind me to do the space holders. And we'll just see. We'll get some comments on it from people. If you could, send us something, maybe we could talk about it tomorrow. It's kind of like the something that can help you out immensely to get rid of darkness in you in a location. Because remember, the aliens, if they have some darkness there and they have their programs and you put light there, they don't really want that type of light. Like I said, they'll want your spirit light, but they don't want source energy light, okay? Because they can't do anything with it. It might blind them, you know? And that's what we shoot at, though, not necessarily space holders, but that's what we use, pure light, when we do the alien battles. And it goes through everything. You know, it's stealth and instant. So, I guess our show's coming to an end. We have our Sunday call, 8-hour alien call, getting rid of aliens that are in your body that you can't see. That's the body rejuvenation call. You want to talk about that, Ann? I know it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time.
Right. Well, it's a wonderful opportunity to spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship, walking around, and Ron normally tells us what different rooms we're going into, as he does on the Saturday night calls, and he charges a lot of different waters for us. For that call, you want to have, be ready. I keep a jug by me and a glass that I just keep refilling throughout the calls. And he takes all the parasitic and alien things, octopus energies, jellyfish, all those things that are not supposed to be around us, attached to us, or in our bodies. He takes that all off of us, and it feels wonderful. It's very refreshing. So be there. You can still sign up for it on the on Ron's website, which, again, is creationlightship.com.
Yeah, the old saying, be there or be square, right?
Right.
So,
be there. Be there or be square.
Was that Casey Kasem on KTLA? No, that was a TV one.
I can't remember who used to say that.
I can't think what radio I used to listen to, the numbers on them, but
well,
anyway.
Tomorrow night we have another BBS radio show, also on Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I always want to say same bat time, same bat channel, but it's same BBS time, same BBS channel.
Great. Okay, everybody, so we'll do the Mind of Heart Drop, which you should be doing all the time anyway here. And the more you do it, the more you're going to feel. So here we go, Mind of Heart Drop. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everyone. Blessings. Thank you for listening. And hope you have a wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.